I want to read a scripture because I think some of you might think, "What? Why is it necessary for me to walk in the Spirit? Why is it necessary that miracles happen? I mean, what's the point of it all?" Mark chapter 16 from verse 14. "Afterward he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, 'Go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover.' So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And when they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Signs and wonders and all these things are not given to us that we can have cool testimonies. It's given so that the gospel might be proclaimed to all creation. So if we're not proclaiming the gospel, we shouldn't desire any gifts. We should desire to preach the gospel, and God will confirm the message that we bring through signs and wonders, and people will get healed. So I wanted to ask you, are you willing to proclaim the good news of God that he has given to you? Or do you just want to see signs? Because the Jews wanted to see signs. And Jesus said, "I will not give you signs, because you're seeking for signs." We should be seeking that other people be saved. We should be seeking that other people may enter into the kingdom of God and be saved one day. So I want to challenge you on that. If you step out in the Spirit, you don't step out in the Spirit that you be edified. You step out in the Spirit that others may be saved. So let us not be selfish in this. Let us have other people on our hearts and say, "God, I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that others be saved." So just let's have an outward focus on this thing of walking in the Spirit. It's not for yourself. It's for others. So, I just want to share a testimony I felt earlier to share with you. Many of you might think, but wonders and miracles don't take place anymore, or people don't get delivered. There aren't things such as evil spirits and so forth. So I'm just going to share something that happened in Uganda in July, or June, when we were there. We were ministering to some girls who were sex slaves and child soldiers and so forth. They got saved from that. They were in a vocation center. And then we went to them, and it wasn't really a planned meeting, so we didn't know how it's going to turn out. In the end, we shared the gospel. We shared the gospel with them. Some of them aren't saved. Some of them are saved. We shared the gospel and asked that they respond on that. And 12 of them came forward, and we started praying for them, and they received the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. And then we continued to pray with them, and then all of a sudden, like 5 or 6 girls started manifesting all at once. All these evil spirits that had been in them through being sex slaves and doing rituals and practices and so forth, they started manifesting and screaming, and we were praying for them for deliverance, and about 5 of them got delivered, but 2 or more of them a release didn't come over them. So as we went out, one of them was still manifesting, and we had to speak to the demons and make them quiet and say, "Stop it now in the name of Jesus Christ." And she quieted down and so forth. And in the end, we were walking back home, and they had gone to bed already. And as we were walking past the hostel that they were staying in, some girls waved and screamed at us, "Come, pray for her." And we went closer, and then they said, "No, she's sailing on the floor like a snake." So it was me and 2 other pastors of Uganda that was there at the moment. And then we went into the dormitory, and we found her there on the ground in the corridor, and she was slithering on her side like a snake. And I was just like, Lord, please help her. We need you to come and deliver this girl, because she had been screaming and manifesting earlier. And I'm sharing this not to scare any one of you, but to tell you that if you preach the gospel, these things will start happening. And you need to trust God in those moments, because we were praying for this girl, and all of a sudden, this girl started laughing, but like in a mocking way, in our faces, and started speaking. But we couldn't understand what she was saying, and then one of the girls interpreted and said, "No, the demons are saying, you will never get her. She's ours. We're going to take her with her, and we're going to kill her." Kept on saying those things over and over. And me and the two pastors were praying and praying and praying, and we just prayed and we commanded the mocking spirit to leave. It didn't leave. She just continued laughing. Her eyes were closed. She started crying on the ground, still sailing around like a snake. We prayed against the snake spirit to leave her. It didn't go out. We continued praying and praying. And the next moment, I found myself standing over and screaming, "The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus." I screamed at the top of my voice. I almost didn't have control over this. And I just kept on screaming, and she kept on screaming and laughing. And the next moment, it's as if she gasped for air out of a swimming pool and started screaming, "Jesus! Jesus!" Got up on her feet and grabbed me around the neck and just kept on screaming the name of Jesus. And we were astonished. Just in one moment, everything left her. Those spirits that said, "We're going to kill her, we're going to take her with us, you're never going to get her," those spirits all left in an instant. And she started proclaiming the name of Jesus. That's the power of the gospel. The blood of Jesus came over that girl. But God used us, the pastors and me, standing there praying for her. If we had not turned aside to go and pray for her, she would have slithered on her side for the rest of the evening, maybe stopped at some point and just continued to walk in bondage and probably die and go to hell. Do you realize that we need to preach the gospel? Do you realize that we need the Holy Spirit inside of us to preach the gospel? Do you realize that if we're not going to do that, people will walk in their sin, walk in bondage, not confess the name of Jesus and die? Do you realize that, or do you think everybody's automatically going to go to heaven one day? Do you think that? I don't need to do anything. God will save those He wants to save. God wants to save people, but He wants to use you. This Holy Spirit thing and surrendering and getting into the water is not for me. It is for you. It's for everyone who has been called by God. So if it's not resonating in your heart, as Jacob said, your heart's probably hardened towards the gospel. If you don't want to see people saved, your heart's probably hardened. Why do you think God hasn't come back yet? I think it's because we're not doing our work. And then people say, no, there's grace. We don't need to do any works. God has prepared good works for those that He has saved. We don't need to do good works to get saved. But after being saved, there are good works in which we should walk. That's why we need to preach the gospel. Because there's works that we need to do. So I want to challenge you on that. I want to ask you to respond upon what I'm saying now, what Jacob has said, what David said, what other David said. What's going on in your heart? Do you have a hard heart? Do you have a soft heart? Do you have a resistant heart? If you don't want to see people get saved, walk out now. But if you want to see people saved, ask God to change something in your heart. And if you know you're actually supposed to have that desire in your heart, ask God to change your hard heart into a soft heart. Take out the heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh.